Log Talk Radio.
Computer all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, the international
call. Hail, hail,
all the way from the Neverland. Presenting
Cyanide Night.
Interface complete.
Yeah, you know, I got a Boost. I got the Boost Noble. This is the Boost Noble. What the fuck is y'all watching?
Oh, you.
Oh, damn, butt naked little. What the fuck? Y'all a child porn and shit? Take that. Stargate. This is what white folk got on their mind, right here. Butt naked little boys on the side.
They only start.
Yeah. Hey, check it out, people. We live from, Oh, okay. Better have some black people over than the motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Now the niggas played off of, Black, what the hell, Blood Diamond?
Oh, Blood Diamond, yeah.
That was a good ass movie, too. We live from, DJ Party Time House. This is, what the hell did I say? Talk with the Homies Thursday? Yeah, Talk with the Homies Thursday. So today we got, yeah.
The homie.
How is that? Hey. Kids ain't with that shit. Y'all mad. Well, it looks like a bitch. Oh, sorry, people. We are watching Stargate motherfucking 112-18 or some shit. If y'all know what I'm talking about, then you know what I'm talking about, you know? Fuck it. Oh, you don't know. All right, so we're going to play a couple songs, baby. We're going to get into some homie talk. Y'all ready, homies?
Yeah, we ready.
Motherfuckers ain't ready. Motherfuckers. Can't depend on your homies, goddammit. Son of a bitch. All good. Let's get into a couple of tracks, man, and we're going to get into some combo conversation. Right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize, you know what I'm saying, with your host. Captain Smell so good. You know what I'm saying? It's going down in the hood, man. Shouts out to Cyanide. We have in the building, man.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com. Right now.
And check it out. July 31st coming up down in Fort Lauderdale. If you ask me down here in Florida, you can come and party with Grindsman. You know what I'm saying? Celebrating his birthday bash and they're having a fish fry. That's at 6530 North Lauderdale Boulevard down there in Fort Lauderdale. And if you don't know who Grindsman is, check it out.
Yeah, man, you don't know a fire grind system. An empress, my heart, you don't know. We don't like what's going on in another world. That's how we have to ask the people that sing. Sing the singer.
Tell me why do you seem dying? Why the mothers are crying? Why the wall is burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all the raping?
me, I tell them it's a stop. The youth them where you're dead, they not a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning, no stop. Lego that, before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing the stop. But I want that, said Terry Jipper murder was a shock. Shanika, they a market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and killer with sick man do that. The nation traumatized and my sister you that. But they no done, some youth are dead real, they grow some. Shanakea, Shanika, like Westmoreland dumb the day before them. Let's see if them life done. Watch a flea, you are dancing and limp and run.
Tell me why do you seem dying? Why do mothers go crying? Why do all the burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting?
You hear that? You him get shot. Just 3 months old, a heartless man do that. 2 13-year-old get raped and get shot. Charlie Simmons and Churchstone High School did that feel like that's okay. My youth is a 10-year-old that them burn her to death. I know Max feel shocked. He did God him get strangled. Them thing that he stop was a promising youth to our parents.
Why do youths them dying?
Why do
mothers them crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all the shooting?
Well, we're not killing the youth, fuck. The youth them are the future. They grew up and make this a better tomorrow. No matter go like that. You want to be a sorrow. You said they gonna lick out man marrow. When you want to tell all the almighty say, they not care what you call him, which name out there. If you call him anything, you have to know the meaning. So a full time now, so we stop the killing.
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying?
I'm sure, man, I'm sure.
Why do all of them cry? Why do all the shooting? Killing the siblings? Why do all the
scraping? They use them when you're dead in a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning must stop. Live that. Before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing the stop. But I want that. Security for murder was a shock. Shanika, they are market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and kill a whiskey man. Do that. The nation traumatized and my sister you that. But you know them. Some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanakea, Shanika, left Westmoreland. Dumb the day before them. Let's see them life done. And Chaplin, are you a tanted and limped and gone down?
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying?
Let go that, let go that.
Why do all of them crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings?
Yeah. Y'all already know what time it is. All right, check it out. Now, we live in the homies' den. You know what I'm saying? Talking with the homies Thursday. And let me see if I can get some porn music started and we can get into the conversation. All right. Check it out. Oh, shit. I coughed up full lungs. Oh, what kind of shit is this? Motherfucker, we can't do the Friday shit. If we can do the Friday shit, you just gonna stay logged in. How about that? Yeah, that'll make it easy. At least talk to your phone. Alright, people, we simulcasting. You know what I'm saying? You get party time with my phone, man.
And if you would send up your Bible, that's good. If you're on the phone, you know what I'm saying? good to me. Roll on in. And I was picking up the line periodically. So, you know, somewhere, on the phone.
Like,
my boss, I can have that other mother there at the work too. I gotta be two mothers, you need one?
What? Now you can take orders from the house, that'll work out.
No, I ain't talking about that kind of monitor. I'm talking about the computer, not monitor.
Well, I didn't take orders from the house. I had to sit at the house and said, yeah, what's the baby? All right. You want me to talk to you? And said, yeah, yeah, fix him. Yeah.
No, type it in like you regularly would do, and then send that bitch.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's happening?
Nothing much. Are you on air right now?
Yeah, I'm on air.
Oh, wow. Okay, it sounds funny on my cell phone. I can't hear you very well.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm on my cell phone.
We on our
phone. Oh, that's why. That's why. Okay.
Mode, I'm in the hood right now. I'm talking with the homies. It's Talking with the Homies Thursday. We in the hood.
Oh, I got you on that one. Here I am.
What's
happening? Man, I wish the weather was happening here.
I always wanted to see the street. I wanted to see the street. Look like I ain't never seen.
Oh, the
it.
Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. The switch. Yeah, I'm just hanging in the hood today. You know, we're doing the live show special from the house of DJ Party Time.
Yeah, yeah. Jay's icon in the building.
Where you at?
I'm at the house and the cell phone might cut off here.
Oh, why you ain't calling on the house phone?
I'm getting ready to go out the door, so I wanted to listen to the show. I can only call my cell phone to listen to the show.
Oh, why you ain't charge it up? You ain't got the car phone, car charger?
No, it's not that. It's just that I have bad reception here.
That's Washington trying to block it off, trying to block you from the information.
No, I'm just kind of in a dip, and there's woods around, surrounded by woods, so it makes it hard.
Oh, you in a rural area.
Rural area.
Rural area. Yeah, you're in a rural area.
Boondocks, so
what we call
on?
It. You're in the boondocks.
Well, we're not that far out. We're still in the city.
Oh, no.
This is the Evergreen State, Emerald City. We have plenty of trees.
Oh, yeah?
Plenty of trees, mountains, hills, lakes, ocean, desert. Got it all.
Who the hell is Phil?
Get
oh, I've heard of you know the artist Silk.
What was that?
He an artist.
He R&B.
No.
He from Emerald City.
You're cutting in and out. I have to call you guys back in a few minutes when I'm out the door.
Well, I got to call back into the show from the house phone.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Can't do that. Oop.
There you go. Stay by the bell.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play a quick song then, you know what I'm saying, and figure out this phone situation. You know what I'm saying?
And we'll be back.
All right. Have a time. Shout out to Heavenly Angel, ladies and gentlemen. Let me beam off real quick, and then we'll.
Be right back.
Timmy!
All right. Alright, we're gonna get on back into it. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna go in and get a little jam going on. And hold on. What the happened? What the hell is mother? Alright, here we go. Alright, I got a little Q Harvest. And then I can go ahead and get a little crunk, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. It's a new song by R. Jack. And,
I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I got good pussy. I'm that bitch. Yeah, I make that money.
Who the fattest bitch in the club? I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. Who the
your whole damn crew. I got DJ Trance on the ones and twos. Can you run it back? Play that new shot. I knew I got dudes to do. He drunk up boots. Headed to the room. Spend money getting loose. Yeah, nigga, I wanna get loose. I'm that B.
Just spin on that yacht. That he is National Baked Bean Month. Excuse me. Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful, and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so...
Whoa, doggy!
I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically,
Jesus, whoa! Oh, God! My God!
Baked beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open a window. Sorry.
Gotta go. My meds are kicking in.
Hey, people. All right, check this out. Let me, beam up Mr. Sayonai from the Netherlands. All right, hold on. Got him, Timmy. Timmy. Get
Timmy!
Sayonai.
Good day, Smelly. How are you today?
How are you sounding?
Like a cheap-ass telephone, but...
That's what I'm talking about. Who's mobile?
Yeah, it's not the telephone you have at home, for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm on my own boy Boo's mobile cell phone. Live in the hood, man. You know what I'm saying? Talking with the homie.
Alrighty, alrighty.
Yeah, so I'm over here with DJ Party Time out, you know what I'm saying? Airpod over here. You know, 3,400 people over here.
3,400 people?
Yeah. Well,
let them make some noise so we can hear them. What is that supposed to be? Was that an applause?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, what the fuck y'all clapping for? Hey, man, what's happening, bro? I was gonna kick that out over there.
Your sound is pretty fucked up.
Oh, the phone is?
Yeah, your connection keeps dropping out, so I can hear you, can hear you not, can hear you, can hear you not. I have a hard time understanding you, that's for sure.
This is that. Alright, how about that?
That's a bit better. It's a bit louder.
Oh, okay. I'll do phone in 1 second. Yeah. Alright, so we can double boost. Alright, now we double. I'm
talking to two phones. So I'm saying we get better. I
need to
take a
picture. Can you hear me now? Go on down. Can you hear me?
Who's that on the phone? Is that Party Time?
Yeah, Party Time.
Party Time sounds a lot clearer than you do, actually.
Oh, well.
Timmy!
Clear now, huh? How we doing? Is it clear now?
It's a bit clearer, but it's still a cheap ass phone.
Hey man.
Let Party Time say something, because he was very clear when he said something.
Oh well. Party Time is out of here. Now you gotta deal with my static, damn it. Oh, wait a minute. How about that? Sorry about that. Double T. Huh? Just plug right in. Oh. Alright, well, we're going to try something else then. How about that?
We're going to use the phone, Mike. Not the phone. Huh? It's going to be close to
the phone. Crazy call. Oh. Okay, he's gone. You ain't gotta
Go ahead.
Uh-oh. Smiley still there? Uh-oh. Can't hear anything anymore. Is the show still on? Online live on. There you are. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. You're experimenting with your phone, I guess. Uh-oh, train.
How about that?
Yeah, at least that's a little bit better. The last 2 minutes, I hardly heard you.
Oh. Well, no, because I switched that one phone. I don't know.
This one has consistent volume, so I'll stay with this one.
All right, so I'm leaving that one. All right. There we go. All right.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you. Almost had the, I thought there were more.
We are the Borg. Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Right there. Yeah, there you go. Bam. You know, man. You around here. We technologize around here. Something like that. What was that? What the hell? Is that me? Oh, hold on, man. I ain't used to this shit here, man. Hello? Hello? Hey, what's up? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
It's working, I can hear you.
Oh. Oh, so you motherfuckers just let me sit up there and just goddamn make a fool of my motherfuckers up just for no motherfucking reason, just cause to be yo.
Timmy! No, I was muted again. So I had to unmute.
That's how we do it around here, people. You know what I mean? Alright, we're back to the music. Alright, so we're talking with the homies Thursday, you know what I'm saying? We are live. Down in Florida, somewhere land. smoking and toking. Well, trying to give me the blunt. Of course, out of weed. Out of blunt. That's how we do. Oh, Heavenly Angel called in a little earlier. They should call back.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Hanging out old Goofball last night, tripped out on the show. Pretty good show, you know what I'm saying? And we got back on to the weed, you know, discussion about who got the best herb, you know what I'm saying? And, still comes down to the net. Because if you can walk the streets freely, well, I'm fucking with you. That's what you want. That's what you want. And you can do that in that, well, you can do that in Amsterdam, definitely. I know that in Amsterdam. What about
yeah,
the
you
neighborhood?
Can,
like, it's, like you
yeah,
walking
you can,
down the street with a blunt, you know what I'm saying? You walk by a police, will they stop you?
No, not really. It's the same over here as in Amsterdam. It depends. Maybe you have a cop in a bad mood and they will say something about it, but you won't get in trouble because of it.
Hey, put that up. Motherfucker, hit this shit, man. Hit this shit. Hit that good shit. Is that good shit? You know what I'm saying? I got that,
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up, Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
That's a... Shake them up.
Wow, totally together. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Hey, shout out to Jaime Garcia. Yeah, you too, dog.
That's a shout out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You shout out to me. We all hollering at you. We all hollering at you. You gotta get out of here. Alright, we're back on it, man. And in a few minutes, you know what I'm saying, of course. But I got cut short of another news and shit. You know what I'm saying? We gotta make sure we get that out of the way. And, hey, did you hear about the oil leak?
What oil leak? In America or in China?
Oh, shit. You heard about that one, too?
Yeah, I heard they have a massive oil leak in China waters too. So that's not good. Okay. That's not good.
And it's leaking in Alaska. That's three different spots, man. What the you make of that, brother?
Make of that? That's not good for environment reasons.
So what you brought? He from where? How the hell you sound like your boss then? He from the Netherlands. You say you sound like you from Thailand.
I sound like I'm from Thailand?
Yeah.
I don't sound like I'm from Thailand.
Chang Chang Pao Pao.
Chang Kong Chong Pao Pao.
Yep, you from Thailand, I got that. we can get over there and survive just fine, you know what I'm saying? Faking it all the way.
A friend of mine goes to a holiday over to Thailand once a year, I guess. And he has no trouble surviving there just on English, so we can go.
Oh, yeah? Pong Pong Pang! So Pong, Ching Kong Pong Pang!
Yeah, Bami Naski and Fuyong Ai.
I was like, what'd you say?
Chinese, I was naming Chinese recipes, but.
Oh. Sam Dung Hao! Sam Dung Hao!
Oh, yeah,
sounds good, though. I'm done how. I'm done how. Oh.
Yeah, my dog heard I was talking about recipes, and now she's jealous. She wants food.
Oh. Yeah, the dog talk, man. Put the dog on the phone, man. Put my dog on the phone.
Put my dog on the phone.
Talk to the dog, man. Let's talk to the dog, world. We talk to this dog.
But if you want to, she's always silent. And if she don't need it, she starts barking.
Yeah, then she'd be like, oh.
There she goes.
Put the show on the road, motherfucker. I want you know, they might swing on you and shit. Put that show on the road, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You never know what happened. That's why it's called put the show on the road. Put the show on the road. Know what I'm saying? It's going now. Coming to 3009. Right,
aren't you?
Yeah. That's in 3009. January, never worry. 3009. Hey, what's the temperature like down there in Deutschland? Oh, I almost said Deutschland. Wow. Deutschland.
Let me see.
Yeah,
that's
a slap in the face.
It's about 25 degrees Celsius out there. And if I translate that to Fahrenheit, 25 would be around 77 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's not bad.
77 degrees. Well, it's a feel like 80. No, that's in Herndon, Virginia. It feels like 87 degrees with scattered showers or scattered clouds. What the do I have? I ain't got my weather. My weather. But 91
degrees. 91
degrees
Fahrenheit would be. Let me see.
Oh.
32 degrees Celsius. Now that's nice.
32 degrees Celsius. Well, you might want to take that up about 4 more notches because that's what we're going to be at. We ain't even at the high yet.
You aren't high yet? Or what did you say?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, a little bit. Yeah, oh, man, trying to get to that third level. You know, third blunt. Yeah, but we got a heat index of 101 degrees. Humidity is 55%. A lot of humidity is very humid. Dew point is at 74 degrees. So, so far today, the high was 91. 91.0 degrees. Oh.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, pretty nice weather. Pretty nice weather. What the hell all our 1,000 callers that we usually have?
Tonight!
Ran them all away. You little mother. Sorry, people. It's all good. They'll be back. They will be back. And, yeah. Tell you what we're going to do.
We got a guest in the chat room.
Yeah.
$500.
I thought about kicking them all out, but. You know?
It could be shy me not to be able to sign in again.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, man, I want to hit him with the heavy gun. Damn, I can't even book guests no more just because of his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Take all the fun out of it. You know what I'm saying? Peace, man. It's all good. Thank you, Jaime, wherever you at in Jaime land. Hammer time. I live Hammer time. Oh. You know I was a real song, right? Hammer time.
Hammer time.
Hammer time.
Oh, do you mean hammer time?
Yeah.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit.
He say hammer time. Uh-oh. It's summertime. Get your thongs
on, everybody. Uh-oh. Please, hammer. Don't hurt him.
Ah, man.
You remember when this motherfucker was running across the damn stage with a big-ass fucking super parachute pants on?
Parachute pants.
Yeah, because see, Paris, you don't remember the original.
Yeah, I know. I remember the fans. We called them shit catchers.
Oh, man. Alright. Shit catchers is, yeah. We wouldn't have called them that. But, yeah. All right. Let's do it. Dutchland, people. That's Neverland. Let me just get out of the whole D period. How about that? Neverland. Damn it.
That's the official word. Some people call it Holland, but that's not correct.
No, Holland is a city in the Netherlands, right?
No. It's a province. Actually, two provinces. Northern Holland and Southern Holland. And in the Northern Holland, Amsterdam is located. In Southern Holland, Den Haag, Rotterdam, and stuff like that.
See, that's like degrees in Celsius talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you done broke down three different things. I'm like, Providence, what you just say, the region? You know, there's three different locations.
Well, I mentioned two provinces, and I mentioned a few cities. The country consists of 12 provinces, and there are cities located in every province, of course.
Wow.
Got Amsterdam, that's in the north Holland, Rotterdam, southern Holland, the
okay.
Capital, our province, Limburg, that's called Maastricht. I guess you never heard of that one, but...
Well, probably. And each province has a city within the province. Yeah, I'm trying to put that on the map, like trying to get a visual picture of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause we got states, and then we got cities, and then we got counties, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to, like, you know, see how y'all system is... How is it the same as ours? Yeah. But our shit break down on different levels too. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Let me see.
Oh, first of all, I can't even think with this goddamn hammer in the fucking background. It's popped in a bump. I don't know what the fuck's going on. He still has that in there.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, bad-ass,
bug-eyed, gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Hey, who was that for?
MC Hammer.
For MC Hammer, okay.
This motherfucking ass out of here, that punk in the monk bullshit. Selling his goddamn, this my golden hammer. I got whatever the fuck you say on the damn gold commercial and shit, talking about turn your gold in and shit. Man.
What, he was in commercials?
Yeah, they got commercials running down here where they talking about turn all your gold in and shit. They want all your gold. Turn your gold in. But they got these big, stupid-ass celebrities talking about, Ed McMahon, he had a fucking gold toilet. But he talking about turn in your gold toilet. I even turned in my gold toilet and got whatever the fuck you got. You know what I'm saying?
A gold toilet. The money really got to his head, didn't it?
Yeah, this is what... Well, MC Hammer with a all-gold hammer. Man, you don't get your stupid ass down, man. People do some stupid shit, though. You feel me? People will do some stupid shit now. I mean, given the chance to just blow some money just on anything, what would you do? Me personally, I get everybody to fuck about this country. I keep telling everybody that, but nobody don't believe it. I'd be gone. So.
If I have a shitload of money, I'll be coming into your country.
Hey, you probably will. We'll be on the motherfucking passing flights and shit. Bye-bye!
You'd be moving over to the Netherlands and I'd be moving over to France.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, Snoop gonna be in the Netherlands. If y'all already got Snoop, goddamn it, he coming over there. Wherever Snoop goes, everybody else gonna flow. You know what I'm saying?
What have you been doing for the last couple of days? Smoking?
Yeah, no. Just getting my mind right mentally for this tour. Yeah, that's what I've been doing, yeah.
You know that Jekyll told a couple of weeks before that there was a concert cancelled in the Netherlands of Snoop.
What? For what?
Yeah, there was a public park thingy, and the people didn't think that Snoop would be a good main stage act because of the open character of the party. Everybody could come there, even underage people and stuff like that. So what did Snoop did, he just went around and booked three other gigs in the same weekend so he could still hang around in the Netherlands.
Hey, that's some pimp shit. Don't hate on them. That's some pimp shit. You know? That's what I'm talking about. Hey, check this out, people. We talking with the homies Thursday. I got to talk to a lady real quick. You know what I'm saying? Just bless the bridge. You stepped up on the bridge and I have to walk. Hey, beautiful butterfly, you know what I'm saying? A quick question.
Look, I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it.
Oh man, that's too classic for me, man. That's too classic for me.
I got a sample.
Which one? The asking if she was like,
dang, that... baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Hello. Oh, fat man with no money.
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
You know what I'm saying? All that applies. You know what I'm saying? All that applies. Just want to know. You know what I'm saying? We just want to know.
Oops, he dropped the hook.
Yes, y'all check out Beautiful Butterfly on blogtalkradio.com/ The Beautiful Butterfly. And she do a nice little interesting show. She interview a lot of people. And check out the Elohim show, man. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. The Elohim show, blogtalkradio.com/BELOHEEM show. The Elohim show. And he's going to be featuring, you know what I'm saying, Miss Q of We Lit. You know what I'm saying? We Lit a corporation right out here in Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? The Elohim show is located down there in New York. Where you stay at? In Queens?
He was from New York, but not from Queens. Bronx?
Well, he might be the Bronx. I think he's in the Bronx.
I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter anyway. When does he have Miss Q on? Is that on Friday?
Yeah, that's Friday. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Fly at whatever time. It's your time. I don't know. Let's see, what that be for you? 9 o'clock in the night. Now that's like way morning time for you.
Yeah, that's way morning time for me. If that's New York and Florida time, that would be 3 at night, 3 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Oh, shit, you beat up. A good interview, you know what I'm saying? A real good interview. But that's Miss Q of We Lit Incorporation, you know what I'm saying? Well educated and literate people. That's got to be, you know what I'm saying? We lit. Oh. That's their little profile. And yeah, so we're gonna be hanging out with them, you know what I'm saying? What did you drop in the
What did I drop in the chat box? That's an image of the Netherlands with the boundaries of the several provinces marked and the names in it.
Oh, ancient ass computer we own.
And if you look at the bottom right, the thing that goes way down into the south,
and
that's where I live. Yeah, that's where I live.
Oh, y'all shit looking like Florida then. That's how we is.
Yeah, but we're not surrounded by water. About half the country is below sea level, but we ain't. We are above sea level. So.
Okay, right where I'm looking at then. So we got Nerd Brahman, Zeeland, Zuid Holland, Utrecht, Gelderland. What the fuck is that? Overijssel.
Overijssel.
Overijssel. De Rint. Flevoland. Noord Holland again. Oh, okay. There's North Holland and South Holland. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Friesland and Groningen.
That's exactly correct.
Mother Mooder Maker. I know it was. You don't think I'm from now? I be sneaking in the country at night and shit. You know what I'm saying? Picking up on shit, you know. And then I gotta fly back home, you know what I'm saying? For my meat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? So you come here on a regular basis?
Yeah.
And you never stop by here? And you never stop by here?
Man, I'm a stowaway on Snoop's bus, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I gotta...
Yeah, then you could easily say to Snoop, hey, Snoop, we gotta take a detour. We gotta pick up my homie Cyanide.
Hey, it's going down, you know what I'm saying? I'm half on... Right there, you know what I'm saying? With us too, you know?
Move over, gentlemen. Make way for the lady.
Good day, good day.
Don't squeeze up in here, woman. Squeeze on up there.
Is there room?
Turn this music on for you. I know you. You know what I'm saying? Like
watch out, Sammy.
Maybe like porn music and everything. Let me get this porn music started for you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody likes the porn. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hey, how's the summer been going there, Miss Heavenly?
Say that one more time.
How's your summer been going?
Ah, well, if it was summer weather, it'd be going great. We're only in the 60s. Right now, we're in 58 degrees right now.
Hmm.
What is that? Is that summer?
Damn, our low was 75.
Yeah, it's a bit cooler over here for the last couple of days, but it's still in the 70s.
Yeah, and that was our low.
Damn.
We at 91 right now, people. 91.4.
Wow.
77
at
the moment.
Humidity is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have 55% humidity, so we got a lot. We're very humid. But then when they hit night, oh, man, you want to stay inside, boy. It's like it's just raining sweat on you or something. It's just nasty. It's just good. Sticky. Sticky, Iggy. I got the best of it. Sticky, ever, Iggy.
That's let me see.
New Holland. New Holland.
Humidity at the moment is... 78%.
Yeah, but it's not the same like in Florida.
Oh, yeah, if it gets hot around 100 degrees and you got 80, 90% humidity, yes, it's about the same as in Florida. We have an average higher humidity rate as Florida, but not as high temperature, so.
I bet it doesn't feel the same, though.
Well, you can ask my neighbors. They are always complaining when it gets over, let's say 80, 90.
Have they been to Florida?
No. My neighbor was an international airplane mechanic, and he used to travel over to the Caribbean a lot to fix airplanes over there. And he said that it was even worse there. He said you take one step out of the plane and you're sweating already.
That's what I'm talking about. If you're in Florida or Caribbean, the humidity, it feels different than, like here, if we have 100-degree weather and it's high humidity, it don't feel like Florida.
Well, the humidity is the case. It's the key, I guess. If you got low humidity and high temperatures, it doesn't feel as hot. But as soon as the humidity starts running up, it starts feeling, I don't know the proper English term, that it's harder to breathe.
Exactly. What you up to, Smelly?
out here chilling with Father Time. Motherfucker, you ain't.
Where are you at? Where are you at?
I'm in the hood. I'm in the hood.
Hanging out, huh? With your homies.
It's talking with the homies Thursdays.
All right, hold on. Let me try this out. Okay, say something, Father Time.
What it do?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we heard that.
Yeah, I heard no double feedback. I thought I heard your double feedback. Because the speaker ain't on, I forgot to see it. My bad, he over there talking to himself and shit, you know what I'm saying?
That's always good.
That's how we do.
Uh-oh, train.
Uh-oh.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Oh, okay. Well, I got some road news for you. This out.
Got a 45-minute drive to go.
45 minutes?
Yep.
I'm going to get you through
the entire
45 of it. Yeah, let me.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll get through the whole way, ladies. How about that? Get through it with the net news, things are happening, 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 net news, things
Greetings, Earthling. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsuitnetwork.com.
Beam me aboard.
Energize.
Energize.
Are you ready to be teamed up on one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell So Good, an international co-host, Sayonai, from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Houston Standard Time, on the Starship Smelly Prize at www.blogtalkradio.com/WVGE Radio.
Yeah, I know you love it. I know you love it. You don't set feel on my finger and rotate.
Oh. Ay, 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 ay.
Oh. You remember you saying that when you were a kid? Hey, steal my finger and rotate. Oh, the phone went in? Oh, this motherfucker voice recording my shit. Don't be. Oh, sugar snap, people. I'll be the wise one that's entered the building. Ain't this a song? I'm gonna give this man a round of applause real quick, dude. You know what I mean? I'll be the wise one that's located somewhere in somewhere, built somewhere, near somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, groovy, baby.
And, yeah, we're gonna get into another news, too, you know what I'm saying? While we talk to Mr. I'll be the wise one. You know what I'm saying?
Te quiero mucho, baby.
They ain't said mother was gone for good, but they said a nigga was gone for a while. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going now. Let me just throw that in there. All right. You in the L.A., Vegas? All right. Hope they're making amends. You know what I'm saying, my friend? It's going now. Let me put a little happiness in your life. How about that? Washington dicks on chicks, people. Yeah, we're next door to you. Well, down the street, around the corner. couple of toll bridges and wait for you. They say Gulf boats are having trouble finding any oil.
All right.
Right. Some 750 boats drafted into to scoop up the oil from the Gulf of Mexico are having trouble finding any crude in the sea, a top U.S. official said. Almost a week after the busted well was capped, so-called capped, what the f*** ever, we are starting to have trouble finding oil. Yeah, so they can suck it up. U.S. pointman Admiral Thad Allen, who was in charge of handling the government's response, told reporters. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar. When they just said the damn shit started leaking again. How the fuck you can't find oil? What side of the motherfucking bay they on? It must be an Acapulco from goddamn well. We're sent here to go away from the oil. Yeah. Alright, go over here to California. You know what I'm saying? Well, finally, some justice is being served. God damn, boy. Hey, boy, when they come to money, boy, you can get away with a lot of shit. But she ain't get away with it, god damn it. Wardens rip out Lindsay Lohan's hair extension and eyelashes. What the fuck are you doing with hair extensions? What the fuck are you doing with weaving your hair? Come on. Listen. All right, black folks lose their hair. Now why they got to put their goddamn fake-ass horse shit in. But if you already got hair and you motherfucking adding to it, man, come on. That clip-on. All right. And that, then she got mad because they ripped out some clip-ons. Wow. And my fake eyelashes. Oh! I'm fucking. Lindsay Lohan burst into tears after prison wardens ripped out her hair extension. Yeah, and forced her to remove her eyelashes. Her false eyelashes. When the star began her jail sentence in Los Angeles, the 24-year-old actress told she had to remove the fake hair on entering the Century Regional Detention Facility. That does not sound like a jail, but okay. In Linwood, California, to begin serving her sentence for violating her probation in an alcohol-related reckless driving case.
What is she crying about?
Hey, she's only getting 14 days when she's supposed to have months because it's overcrowded. My ass.
Yeah, exactly. And
hell
after she does
no.
the time, she goes back to her million-dollar mansion.
Yeah.
First thing she does is drink a bottle of whiskey, I guess.
Yeah, they ain't going to do nothing. Put her in protective custody for 14 days, let her sit there and take phone calls all fucking day. And get those drunk, coked up ass like they called whatever the roast that they had on fucking Pamela Anderson. Whatever that bitch name is. And they had this bitch, what the hell her name is, Lori something. And she coked up. She's sitting in the back looking fucked up. Oh, he running that goddamn recording. What is going on? All right. Anyways.
Yeah.
Fucking
keep it moving.
Yeah. Enough of those guys. In New Jersey. Oh, what's my porn music? I know something was wrong.
Don't turn it on too loud.
Hey, you hung up my phone somehow.
Your volume is a little bit low, so if you turn the phone music up too loud, it's hard to hear you.
You hung up my show. You gotta call back in. Or ain't everybody else. Yeah, but the show ain't streaming. You call in. Alright, we gotta get to a quick song.
Rock Wilder with another one. Ashwood.
Why you called
one.
In?
Shit. I like this. This that young old school vibe, you dig? I know there's a lot of things that you need,
uh-huh.
And I know there's a lot of things that you want. But
am I still on?
The things you got, but you can lose.
Yeah. Oh,
oh
man, my bad.
Be
he got his mama
listening.
Oh,
don't it feel good to be free?
feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free?
Free.
Don't it feel good? Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Hop in the shower, then I'm on my way. Smell of fresh air, cruising. I'm so glad to be here. Live every day like my last. Focus on the future, not the past. I appreciate the things amongst me. Only God can take it from me. I pray before I go to sleep. When I wake up,
yeah, I'm almost dead again.
Give thanks and I'm riding out. Then I ask the Lord protect my house. Amen.
Alright, we're back, people.
Now I'm blessed because now I got something.
Well, fuck it, I can talk with my ass.
While I'm here, I'm just trying to.
And New Jersey. Mayor's ordered the city government to stop buying toilet paper. Fucking right, people.
That.
Things are getting so bad. Yeah, in Newark, that mayor has ordered the government to stop buying toilet paper. How the fuck are you going to tell the government to stop buying toilet paper? It's part of Newark Mayor Cory Booker's belt-tightening plans that include reducing most city workers to a four-day work week and shuttering city pools. Booker estimates that the pool closures alone would save $250,000. In summertime. He also says that no gas will be purchased for municipal vehicles that are not deemed critically important. So now the hell no, police are gonna be running out of gas and shit. Hey, fucking fire department gonna almost get there and shit.
Hey, just keep up the police chase and they will run out of gas eventually.
Yeah, man. Hey, they gotta push your ass to the hospital, block away from the hospital and shit. We didn't have enough fucking gas. Shit. Fucking mayor. Alright. Hartford, Connecticut. Federal court rules. Cheerleading is not a sport. Fucking right it's not. I mean, excuse me, freaking right it's not. I forgot I'd be the wise one. People don't listen to that. We got a PG-13 to show up a little bit, people, all right? Nope. Freaking cursing right now, all right? Don't it feel good to be free? Freaking is going to be hard, but, yeah. Freaking, yeah. There's a lot of freaking going on. Got a lot of freaking going on right now, man. Let's get the point.
Freaky deaky.
All right, here we go. But yeah, you heard about that, right? Didn't I read that before? We're talking about it was trying to become a sport, cheerleading. Competitive cheerleading is not an official sport that colleges can use to meet gender equity requirements. A federal judge ruled in ordering a Connecticut school to keep its women's volleyball team. Several volleyball players and their coach had sued Quinnipiac University after it announced in March 2009 that it would eliminate the team for budgetary reasons and replace it with a competitive cheer squad. I'd rather see the cheer squad. Oh, my bad.
In what way does that save money?
I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Just look better. You know what I'm saying? Some of the volleyball chicks, like, yeah, kind of steadily there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I always like chicks in the skirts. You know what I'm saying? Even if they're working for free. Yeah. Sorry. Salt Lake City.
Smelly. Smelly. You know that the volleyball team has shorts? Short and tight.
Yeah, they all right. But then you get those brawly chicks that want to roll in there, you know what I'm saying? Looking like Esther from Germany or something like that, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, they all jump around.
Yeah, hey. Nothing wrong.
Could sex be considered a sport?
Sex?
Huh? What?
Did you say sex, lady?
Can sex be a sport?
Did you just say sex on this show, ma'am?
Yes, she did. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I can't believe you said that. We do not talk about sex on this show. We talk about fucking and sucking. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't talking about those sex grinders, man. I don't know about all that. But yeah, that could be a
well,
sport.
Well, is it considered
know,
a sport?
But, yeah, but that's an individual sport. You know what I'm saying?
Not a group thing, huh?
It definitely ain't a group thing. Definitely ain't a group thing, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I hear it can be. I haven't tried that, though.
Right. That ain't on your bucket list, you know what I'm saying? Because I'll be in the area, you know.
Life is good, man.
Oh, yeah. Drink it down. Stay smooth. That don't sound good when I say it. Nah. Yeah, drink it in. What am I doing, man? Where's my ass? Mother Flipper, man.
Mudanaka.
Mudanaka.
Jamaica.
I'm trying to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Moda nega. Mova nega. Oh, people, that is, that is just some false air that has been channeled into our airspace. It's no mind. Salt Lake City.
Blow it this way.
Oh.
Thank you.
Right. Virtual high, people. We get virtually high. You know what I'm saying? Blow me a virtual gun.
I'll roll a virtual gun.
You know what I'm saying? There you go. All right.
Thank you.
What was going on with you guys? What helium you guys are on? You must have got into some medication. Yeah. All right, Salt Lake City. Dead man sends letter to wife. Cat.
To wife's cat?
And I ain't talking about the punan, the punan, the punani. The punan. Oh, God. Yeah, one, all those songs coming through your ear when you start talking about a cat. You know, why did I change the cat? Talk about dog. And then, you know, the dog going to get into it. So we can't do that. Salt Lake City man is jailed for domestic violence. Is accused of violating a protective order by sending letters to his estranged wife's cat.
Was he not allowed to send her letters or something like that?
You know what I'm saying? So fuck it, I'm gonna send it to the cat.
I'm sending it to
the
cat.
Dog. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can send it to the neighbor's dog. 50 and bring it back to you. I've trained them for that. Right. In the letters, the man whose name was not reported, I don't know why, shit. No, man. Asked his estranged wife, be a cat and neighbor, not to testify against him in the up and coming domestic violence case, which resulted in the protective order. Does anybody smell something?
No.
I smell a little more.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummy dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah, it's one in every bunch, people. One in every month. Oh, this, I think the show's a little too strong. So I'll be the wise one's mom right now. I apologize. But people, this is the most uncut, uncensored, gonna do the Firefox News little type shit. This is the most uncut, uncensored show on the internet. I'm like, damn, man, you dragging that shit out. About
you're on slow motion, Smelly.
Yeah. That's that Firefox News intro sound, though. This is the most interesting. I've got you guys now. I'm about to fall off the couch waiting on you to finish the intro and shit. Dude. Got a little Firefox news, though. Firefox news got a little call the other day, boy. Motherfucker was hot. Man, you're in fucking cahoots with Fox News, man. You should be taking the fuck off the radio, Firefox. Like, oh, whoa, man. I don't have anything to fucking do with Fox News. You know what I'm saying? You're just fucking, jeez, get off my fucking headline. He was ragging on him, but, you know, he handled like a true champion. And hung up on the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Well, what the fuck you do? Get your fuck ass off my line. I personally don't hang up on people. I just let them sit there and listen to me rag on their ass the whole time, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? So you keep talking in the phone, thinking you talking to me if you want to. Your ass is talking to cyberspace. And I'm
you only got one crank caller up till now, so.
Yeah, man, I don't know what the fuck is
going on. Give a shout out to the crank callers. Come on, crank callers.
You know,
give
man,
us a call.
The prank callers out there, man. Shout out to the non-prank callers, man. Shit. Whole summertime, what the fuck do kids do during the summertime? You supposed to prank call on this shit. That was, we didn't do, but I'm just saying, shit. Now I'm seeing, you got nothing else to do. Shit. I think I got to just dump my number out there. For prank calls, call 347-237. So we got cars out and shit for prank calls. Prank calls, call this number.
Uh oh.
There you go.
Hello.
Bailey thought it was a dog.
Oh. Alright. Los Angeles people. Going over here to Los Angeles. Sheriff is investigating Mel Gibson's ex girlfriend for extortion. And it's probably why he got his ass out the country.
You know.
But they catch up with me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What the hell ever. Sheriff's detectives in Los Angeles are checking extortion allegations against Mel Gibson's ex-girlfriend. Sheriff spokesman Steve Whitmer says the agency is looking into whether Russian singer Oksana Grigolieva. The fucked up last name.
Say that 10 times.
Grigolieva. And it still sounds fucked up every 10th time. May have tried to extort the Academy Award winner. He declined to offer any other details on the inquiry. Gibson English or Rico are locked in a bitter custody dispute over their infant daughter. Wow, that's a weird looking woman. Oh, sorry, Steven. Did I say that live?
Yeah.
Melonhead kid. Hey, Melonhead kid, get over here. Oh, sorry. You ever seen a kid with a melon head? In Mexico? Oh, well, hey, that's coming from a Cuban hombre. All Mexicans got melon head.
I've never seen a melon head.
Yeah. You know what a melon head is there, Heavenly Angel? You ever seen a melon head?
No.
Oh. Oh, what do they call them? Waterhead babies. Big head babies. You ever seen the babies come out with a big head?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I got a big head.
Hey, we're not talking sex here, lady, all right? Hey, I appreciate you keep your personal business to yourself right now, man.
Finally, if you take a look at the chat room, I posted a link to a melon hat.
Uh-oh.
Who's in the chat room?
Me and Smiley.
A whole lot of everybody and nobody.
Whole lot of nobody, huh?
Well, we had I Be the Wise, One Beautiful Butterfly, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Sinai, Starship Smelly Prize, Starship Smelly Prize Part 2. Then we got, yeah, that's a whole bunch of people in there, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Is that stripper in there too?
She
about ready to pop out the cake right now?
The virtual, the real doll.
Such a girl, real doll thingy.
Hey,
there you go.
Cat. I've seen that cat before with the melon on the head. That was too good. Melon head. A waterhead baby. Oh, hey, a real melon head. Look at him. Check him out. Like a melon head. Melon head. I called you. Hey, melon head. Turn around. You tell me fucking melon head. Yeah, you cantaloupe face. Like, why are you calling me fruit, brother? Like, what is that about? All right. Reedsville, North Carolina. Okay. Man shot wife with toilet paper. Nobody caught that one.
No.
Police in North Carolina said they arrested a man who allegedly loaded his gun with a wad of toilet paper and shot his wife in the back. Fucking right.
Wow.
Take that. Go wash your ass. Pow. Oh.
Oh, God. No way. No way.
Might have been a dirty chick. You just didn't want to kill her, you know what I mean? Yeah. Pow. Go wash your ass. Yeah. I'm just
That's
saying.
Crazy.
I'm just saying.
That's not even nutty. That's crazy.
I'm just saying. The Rockingham County Sheriff's Office said Ronnie Irvin Pennick, damn, and he's young too, 38, loaded the pistol with toilet paper when his wife, Darlene Pennick, 55, returned to their Reeseville home shortly after midnight. Deputy said Darlene Pennick was taken to a hospital to receive treatment for powder burns. For toilet paper burns. Oh, man. I get shot in the back with toilet paper. Wow.
Wow.
All righty, then. Let me go ahead and beam somebody up in this mofo.
Come
on. All right. 702, you was up in the building.
Oh, we know that already.
Oh. Well, excuse me, my brother.
What's cracking?
Chilling like a better man. What's happening with you, dog?
Trying to put it back, man. To get it all back together.
Everything.
Been going through some issues, but we coming back. I be the wise one. Ain't gonna be gone but so long.
Let me get back to my real boys. You know what I'm saying? My bad, dog. What's happening, man?
Yes, sir. So what's cracking?
Hey, man, you know how we
got some Barry White going on here.
You know what I'm saying? This I'll be the wise one, ladies and gentlemen. Vegas.
Barry White ain't got nothing on this. That's why he dead and I'm here.
Oh.
He had his
but for real.
Oh.
For real, though, man. Brother been going through some issues. I'm getting ready to get a divorce.
Aw.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, that could be a good thing.
In my book, it is. It is. I mean, because even though I don't like to bad talk anybody, even my ex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's
you know,
good. That's
but
good.
Even though Smelly met her face to face, she ain't all she claimed she was.
Well, no bad people to me. She ain't pull out a SWAT stick and.
Nah, but I don't care what the situation is, black, white, or indifferent. When you have a situation with your spouse, you handle that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't call in the popo.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, the man
and
in the situation. You know what I'm saying?
The when
man.
It gets to the point where popo's call, I'm out. And right now, I'm out. I can't handle that. There's a lot more to go to that, but that's kind of like on a personal level. for now, even though I do share with my family, because I ain't got no problem hollering that smelly, letting smelly know what's going on. But,
you know, I much love, brothers, always, you know what I'm saying? Love is love.
Yeah, but, you know, hey, I'm putting my show back together.
All right. Goofy just came back on, you know what I'm saying? He just came back on the airwaves after 7 months or something. I don't know how long. It's been a long ass time.
Well, I lost track. I don't even know how long I've been gone.
You know, you've been falling off. People, what y'all talking to is the original pioneers of these here Blog Talk Radio networks. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Trilateral Commission was the hottest thing going, and it can be once again.
You got the,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, what's that show name? Trilateral Collision?
Trilateral Commission.
Commission.
And
your show is starting again in a couple of weeks, months?
Yeah, it's coming back in a couple of weeks.
With the same name?
I Be the Wise One.
Oh, all right.
I Be the Wise One.
What time,
what day?
Well, one day a week in the beginning, Sundays, 10 o'clock, well, 8 o'clock Pacific time.
So are you on the Pacific Coast time?
Yeah, I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
But yeah,
I do it at 8 o'clock so my people on the East Coast can get a whiff of it.
Can get a taste of it, yeah.
Oh yeah, you know, and everybody who knows me and everybody who don't know me about to find out. I'm bringing back that old school charm.
There you go.
Which is my specialty: the whispers, the Delphonis, Blue Magic, Kool and the Gang.
Oh, love Blue Magic.
Stevie Wonder, the whole.
You're up my alley.
I got them all. Including Bobby Womack. Can't I leave that brother out?
Oh, yeah.
But in the meantime, I just wanted to give a shout out to my boy Smelly. Let him know the brother still love him, still thinking about him.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? He's still up in this thing, man, doing what he got to do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Give me some skin!
What the hell? Don't nobody have some skin no more these days.
Well, shit,
I hope you're hungry because I'm about to take you to lunch.
All right.
There you go.
Let's go.
That's the thing I know.
It's okay now. I'm here.
What happened,
what?
Man? What is happening? You know what I'm saying? Hey, what you said about your mom was listening to the show earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, man.
She said, watch your mouth. But then she always say, watch your mouth.
Oh. You know, why people say that? Because technically, you can't watch your mouth. That's just impossible.
Hey, but you know like I know.
You know, technically, I mean, I ain't trying to be a smart ass or nothing, mama, but I can't see my mouth right now. I mean,
how about a mirror, Molly?
Top lip.
For real, but you know I know when
lip.
Mama Wise say something, even if you can't do it, you do it anyway.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I'm scientifically proving something wrong. Wait a minute. Hey, so if I twist this side, yeah, see, I see my bottom lip. But I can't see your bottom lip. You know what I'm saying? If I see the bottom, why can't see the bottom? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all know what I'm saying, do you?
No.
So my mouth all fucked up. Exactly. That's fucked up.
We heard enough to say no.
Oh, I don't know what kind of weed you got.
Well, Smelly, you have to beam me out right now.
Oh, I always beam you out, baby. Oh, wait a minute.
Beam me in, baby.
I thought that was my inner thought. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Timmy. Go ahead and get her.
Timmy!
All right, baby. I'll let you later on.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Love you guys.
Right,
going down Friday.
Much love.
Friday. You know it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Get your smoke on.
Hey, you can't say that on air, lady. What
for real?
I can.
I just
bad
did.
Example for the kiddies.
Are you talking about weed?
I can.
Oh.
Nothing but.
Yeah, but that's setting a bad example.
Everybody
for
else
kiddies,
is doing it.
Even though my deal is
only 10.
If he
can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
Oh.
Now, but once again, this is I Be the Wise One. giving love, hollering at everybody. I'm out.
All right. Yeah. We'll be checking out your show.
Nice to meet you.
All right.
This is Heavenly Angel, and I'm out. Beam us out. Beam us out, Snotty.
Bye, Ivy. Bye, Angel.
Peace.
All right, all right.
Bye,
Snotty. I got to hit y'all with the heartbeat. Hit him with the heartbeat, Timmy.
Timmy!
All right, get them all out. All right, that's to get them all out.
I'm sorry, Jamie. I just saw something in the chat room, and it's just a little too late.
Oh,
he said,
"Fell eyes for you."
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Sorry, Jamie. Sorry, Jamie.
Shout out to Florida UFOs, man, on the Paranormal Network. You know what I'm saying?
The Paranormal Soup Network. Yes.
Paranormal Soup. Pea soup. Pea soup. Paranormal Soup Network going now. You know what I'm saying? I have to do
Don't pee in my soup.
Yeah, we got to do a drop for them, too, for the paranormal. Didn't I do one for the paranormal? Oh, man, I got one.
Don't forget to check out the Wrecking the Game radio show, a.k.a. Starship Smelling Prize, with your host, Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host, Cyanide, only on the Paranormal Soup Network.
Huh? Yeah, we got drops for everything. I mean, we got drops for everything. All right, check it out. We got a couple more headlines. What the hell for Fundy P? What the kind of word is that?
I don't know exactly the meaning, but I know who it is. So welcome, Profundity. I believe it's Roger. So.
Oh, welcome, Roger. Shit, I had to open the door, man. I couldn't breathe. See? You ever taking up all the fucking space? I can't even breathe. Horn music ain't working right. I mean...
Hey, if you can't breathe, maybe you smell too good.
No. I'm smell no good. I can't breathe, you guys. You having up a smell no good. Yeah. New Mexico. Officer steals inmates' credit card. And go shopping. But they're going to use the credit card. Bitch, you're locked up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Trying to buy you something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Lies. Corrections officer at the Sandoval County Detention Center is accused of stealing an inmate's credit card and going on a shopping spree. Officials at the jail said it was actually very easy. They said Claudine Jaramillo. Damn, that might be the chick I went to school with. Oh, she always trying to steal my shit. You know what I'm saying? Son of a bitch. Got your ass now. Oh, was a booking officer, so she had access to the inmates' belongings when they were being processed. Jaramillo has not been arrested. She's obviously giving favors. Oh, did I say that? The case was sent to the district attorney's office. She could face several charges, including fraudulent use of a credit card. Oh, righty then. They sure look out for their own, don't they? Blowjob, blowjob, blowjob. I mean,
right.
Somebody's being sucked, I mean saved. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar. Yeah. And come on, you son of a horse nest. I didn't use a curse back in the day. He's a son of a whore. Like, son of a whore. Right. Those are powerful words.
Son of a whore.
Hoerzoon. A who?
If you want to know the Dutch word, it's hoerzoon.
Roelzoon.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Hoerzoon.
Ain't what the hell I said, but yeah, all right. Gotta make me feel good and shit. I know ain't what the hell I said. Rules or some shit.
Yeah, but you say Muda Meka too.
Oh, well, yeah. I
so what you said was about correct. Especially when you compare it to Muda Meka.
Muda Meka.
And Widowmaker.
Widowmaker. You know what I'm saying? Fast. It's coming out right. Widowmaker.
And Widowmaker.
Widowmaker.
Nerker.
Oh. You calling me a nigga? That's what I'm talking about, my nigga. Widowmaker. Uh-oh.
You're getting there, you're getting there.
Move the nigga, man. I keep telling you to move the nigga so I can get past him. Move the nigga. Nobody won't move the nigga so I can get past, man. Jeez, you gonna move the nigga.
Uh-oh, uh-oh. Train.
Oh. Here we go,
Train.
People. Oh. Come on, man. I want to get some older news, man. What's going on? Nothing new. Some old shit. Y'all was tripping. All right, check it out now. We were still live in the hood, man. We was live in DJ Party Time Miles over here off of somewhere, off in somewhere else street. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, somewhere else floor. You know what I'm saying? So, we live from the hood. Shout out to yeah. Chilling off up in there, you know what I'm saying? That's our Cuban translator for the day. So anybody need anything translated into Cuban or vice versa, you know what I'm saying, please let me know. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I know nobody that wants to translate something something to Cuban.
Yeah, the crickets just kicked in, you know what I'm saying? Like, trigger. Yeah, we don't need that, sir. We don't need that. All right, check it out, man. Since the motherfucking Nutty News done screwed up on me, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, they don't want to hook a brother up with, and hook the world, and I mean the world, up with some good news. I mean, let me get some other going in. Get some other shit. What the hell is going on? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that. All right, well, check this out, man. Let's get into, What you feel like here, man? What kind of music you feel like here? From the Netherlands, we have what choice?
We have what?
What do you want to hear, man? Did you upload some of your music, man? Some of your bands or something up in there? Did you upload something?
No, I only uploaded one song.
Yeah.
You know the
yeah,
very long one?
We played that one very shortly ago.
Yeah, I heard that already today. That was a good one.
All right, well, how about we hustle all day then? Pump it up a little bit. How about that? DJ Z. Yeah. Right here, Regular Game Radio. Talking with the homies Thursday, man. We live from the hood. So we got Great Power, Great Home, Great One everywhere.
Okay, time is money, so I never waste it. A record deal coming soon, I can taste it. I'm the best in the city, let's face it. Why serve all day like a waitress? Take back, practice, and I replace it. With Mo, the boy get no. I just sold out, now it's time for me to re-up. Then they call Dre, tell I'm ready to meet up. I'm married to the game. I'm newborn with the boy about to heat up. The boot phone fire, can you turn the AC up? Jumped off the porch at the age 14. I need to make it down and I said the whole thing. I make money, money don't make me. I'm next to blow, congratulations.
Why don't I hit the street light?
Right. In California, man breaks in the bar, sells drinks for 4 days. Right. I'm buying that for a dollar. All right, check this out. Hold on. I'm a damn porn user, though. I don't know. Placer County man has been arrested after he broke into a shuttered bar, reopened the business, and started selling drinks to unwitting customers, according to the Placer County Sheriff's Department. The Placer County Sheriff's Department arrested 29-year-old Travis Keedy of Newcastle after his four-day stint as the barkeeper of the historic Valencia Club in Penrent, which had been shut down for more than a year. Damn. Reopened the business and started selling drinks. Hell no. Nah. Right. Now, you can't, you can kind of be mad at him, but then you kind of can't. You know what I'm saying? Because, shit, hey, at least he was doing a good service, you know what I'm saying? But still, you get an award. Yeah, you definitely get an award. Because you pulled some bullshit and didn't tell him.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Right. Okay. Let's get back to the music. 5 minutes left. I'll give you, two more. I'll give you 1, 4, 3, 2 more, 5, 7, 12, 13, 1, 8. Shit, I'm going to give you a couple of more. Oh. But if you caught that one, right? The man broke into the bar and selling drinks for 4 days.
No, the line was starting to break up on me real bad, so I had to hang up and call back. But,
okay. Yeah, dude broke into a bar that they closed down. He done reopened the business and started selling drinks to customers and shit. They ain't even know. For 4 days now. Hell no. This motherfucker. Wow, man. That's a crazy shit. Oh, man. Old Bridge, New Jersey. Fattest woman to have given birth. Oh. A 600-pound New Jersey woman has been declared the fattest woman to have given birth by Guinness World Records. Donna Simpson. Yeah, right. Who gave birth in Akron, Ohio. Hey, Miss Computer Lady, right up the road. 3 years ago, when she weighed 532 pounds, said she would be officially named the record holder during a September ceremony in New York. Simpson said thousands of people pay $15 a month to view photos and videos of her performing housework and eating in various states of undressed down to her bra and
my God.
Throw up in my mouth. Even the dog was like, what the hell?
What the hell indeed. Come on. There are some sick people in this world. For one, to do that, and second, to pay for it.
Oh, man. Hell, your bitch is actually paying for it. Oh, man. Yeah, y'all got to get a warrant for that. Oh, that's nasty, people. Oh, that's nasty. Yeah. You get an award for that, lady.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And for the rest of y'all paying.
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Ah. Well, can't even fathom the thought. Can't even fathom the thought. All right, two more people. In New Orleans, BP, British Petroleum, acknowledges it posted an altered photo on its website. And also the one that y'all keep seeing talking about the motherfucking delete was fixed, which I've been saying that. You know what I'm saying? BP acknowledges, British Petroleum acknowledges it posted on its website an altered photo that exaggerates the activity at its Gulf Oil Spill Command Center in Houston. The picture posted over the weekend shows workers monitoring a bank of 10 giant video screens displaying underwater images. Spokesman Scott Dean says that two screens were blank in the original picture, and a staff photographer used Photoshop software to add images. Good old BP, and you guys keep going to the gas stations and buying gas from them.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
British Petroleum just came out of there. Mother. You're mura niggas. Mura niggas.
You're getting better every time.
Hey, mura niggas, so I can come off the plane. Mura niggas! Mura niggas! Who the dog? Mura niggas!
And where was I supposed to pick you up at the at the airfield or at the hospital?
Man, they gonna understand. They gonna understand. Black man saying, move the niggas. I was saying, who the niggas? Where the niggas? Where the niggas? Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
Alrighty. When are you coming?
I can make sure I'll not.
Yeah, I'll be sure I'll be at the other end with a camera. I want to film that.
This will definitely be a YouTube moment. Alright, people, we up out of here, man. We got to get up out of here and get there alone. And as always, you know what I'm saying? Stay blessed and be unstressed, man. That's the way of the world. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait. He's outside, man.
You
got to
enjoy your motherfucking
life. See you guys tomorrow.
That's what the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal. But if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, and sleepy. That's it. Don't testify. I'm just saying. If your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There is a chemical in weed that's called bucket. And if you can just get that in your system, it could change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this life. Fuck them goddamn lights. I got 12 candles. I've been waiting to burn them bitches.